Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. In advance of his final State of the Union address Tuesday night, let's assess public perceptions around President Barack Obama and the State of the Union with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, before we touch on the president, let's look at top concerns for Americans. I'm going to guess the economy.
Well, it's actually not. We summarized what Americans told us all through the year 2015 when we ask every month what's the most important problem facing the country, and it was dysfunctional government. Not by much. On average, 16% of Americans mentioned dysfunctional government as the top problem, 13% the economy, 8% unemployment, and then 8% immigration. Those were the top issues. One thing, Dave, is you notice those percentages I gave you are all fairly low, which tells us, and this is important looking at it in context, that there last year was no one dominant problem that Americans focused on more than any other. Back in 2011, it was 30% who mentioned the economy. And if you go back to 07, which was prior to the 08 election, of course, 33% mentioned Iraq. So one of our conclusions here is looking back over the last year, no one single problem dominating Americans' concerns at this point.
That is interesting. I'm looking as an aggregate, those top four you mentioned are under 50%. Hey, I wonder where crime, terrorism, and climate change come in.
Very low. We haven't seen much movement at all in climate change. That astounds a lot of people who think it is the biggest problem facing humanity. But when we just say what's the most important problem facing the country today, very few in an absolute way mention global warming. Terrorism has gone up some in the end of the year. When we looked just at the month of December, when we interviewed people shortly after what had happened in San Bernardino and in Paris, we saw the numbers go up.
That there is little consensus on a top problem, does that impact how satisfied Americans are with the way things are going?
Well, satisfaction is up a little. It's 28% of Americans who all through last year said they were satisfied. As Charles Dickens said so poignantly, it's neither the best of times nor the worst of times. The worst of times since we've been measuring this were back in 1979. 1992, and in 2008. If you look at the graph, that's when satisfaction with the way things were going were in the teens. It was that low or in the very low 20%. It's not the best of times. If you look at the graph there, you find that Americans were most positive and happy back in the late 1990s, dot-com boom, and going back further than that, in the mid-Ronald Reagan years, Americans were very positive. The average across all the years we've been measuring this since the late 70s is 37%. And again, 28% of Americans satisfied now.
Let's focus on the job approval rating for the president.
46% was Obama's average for all of 2016. That's about where he was in previous years. I like to put that in some context. Clearly, he was better off than Bush, who in 2007, his penultimate year, was at 33%. So Obama's doing a lot better than Bush was. But Clinton was 59% back in 1999. Things were booming back then, as we talked about with the dot-com boom. Ronald Reagan, 50% in 1987. And then Eisenhower, another president who served all 8 years, his average approval rating back in 1959 was 69%. So in general, Obama's approval rating is slightly below average for all presidents we've ever measured, and a little better than Bush, but not as good as the other presidents who've made it all the way through to their seventh year as president.
Does his approval rating break along partisan lines, though, any more or less than the aforementioned Bush, Clinton, Reagan, and Eisenhower?
It does. Our analysis shows that the gulf between Republicans and Democrats is larger than it has been at almost any other time in the history of our measuring presidential approval. George W. Bush also had a big partisan gap, but Obama's is actually slightly bigger. At this point, 10% of Americans who identify as Republicans say they approve of the job Obama is doing as president. Democrats, 87%, and independents are right in the middle at 42%. So that gap between Republicans and Democrats is 72 percentage points. And as mentioned, that's higher than we would have found for Reagan or for Eisenhower, or even for Jimmy Carter, who had a low approval rating, but who was more bipartisan in his appeal and lack of appeal than Obama is today.
Frank, we're under a week out from the next Republican debate Thursday night in North Charleston, South Carolina. I am looking at the roster. It looks like Jeb Bush can only go up.
Absolutely. We've been tracking Jeb Bush's favorable ratings, which we talk about, among Republicans, how they feel about him. And it's just been a catastrophic drop for Jeb Bush over time. When we first started rating him in July, among Republicans, mind you, in Bush, of course, the son of one president, the brother of another president, extremely well-known Republican name, had a 54% favorable rating, 27% unfavorable rating among Republicans, which wasn't bad, you know, net 27. Fast forward to the last 2 weeks when we've averaged these data, going through this past week here, Dave, and he is at a net negative. His favorable among Republicans, 44, and his unfavorable is 45. So that's an incredible turnaround from a quite positive image to one that actually now tilts negative. Now, the only other candidate, the major candidate, who's been a net negative was Chris Christie, who was in the minus territory back in last summer's time. But Christie has improved significantly since then. So as you look at these gentlemen on the stage in the main debate, Jeb Bush will by far be the one who is least liked among Republicans who are watching.
Who's the candidate who's most liked?
Ted Cruz. Back in July, he was still positive, 50% positive, 16% unfavorable. Fast forward to today, he's gained 10 full points in his favorable image. He's now at 60% among Republicans favorable, and his unfavorables have stayed just the same at 16%. So he's increased in name ID, and all of that's come on the positive side of the ledger for the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz. So it's really a vastly different pattern for Jeb Bush and for Ted Cruz in terms of their image among Republicans since last July.
Well, now let's bring into the mix the gentleman from New York City, Donald Trump.
His ratings just don't change. You know, everybody, of course, has commented on the fact that when he makes what some consider to be outrageous statements, they say, well, that'll be the end of Donald Trump, but it really hasn't been. His appeal among Republicans just stays steady and steady and steady, 50% favorable plus all through the time that we've been tracking him. He's got negatives among Republicans, mind you. Again, Cruz only has a 16% unfavorable. Trump has a 35%. But nevertheless, Trump's image just doesn't seem to want to change either among national adults. So he really doesn't change either. A lot of people don't like him, of course, they're Democrats, but his image is just steady so far. We don't see a lot of change from week to week, month to month.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.